Kansas has never had a Secretary of State like Chris Kobach. For the crowd of candidates who want to fill his shoes, the new stature of the office may be both an opportunity and a problem. Celia Yopis-Jepson of the Kansas News Service has more.
State lawmaker Scott Schwab's campaign ad goes like this.
Over the past several years, we've had so much change to our election law. Voter ID, proof of citizenship, we moved the spring elections into the fall, and we widened the gap between the primary and the general election in those local elections. As Secretary of State, I would say it's time now to just breathe.
Take Schwab supported Chris Kobach's policies when he led the legislature's elections committee, but he says he'd bring a change in leadership style to the Secretary of State's office. He talks about supporting county election clerks, making sure their practices are consistent. Under Kobach, he says, there were distractions.
You know, Chris is running for governor. He's been plagued with a lot of lawsuits. And he was very involved early on with the Trump administration.
Michael Smith, a political scientist at Emporia State University, sees promises of administrative competence, not just from Schwab, but other candidates, too.
Which, to me, has sort of a subtext that that has not been Kobach's focus.
Being the Kansas Secretary of State was traditionally a mundane administrative job. Voter registration, business filings, handling a bunch of databases. Then came Chris Kobach, a man with a tough on immigration agenda and loud but unsubstantiated claims about rampant illegal voting. He's quite possibly the country's best-known state-level Secretary of State. During his two terms, he got Kansas to enact the country's tightest voter registration requirements. He led President Trump's Voter Fraud Commission. Fox News calls on him often.
Chris Kobach helped draft the president's original immigration plan. Do you like what he did?
Yeah, the president's executive order is a masterful move, Brian.
The national attention Kobach brought to the office could be what sparked a five-way primary to replace him as Secretary of State. That's the most GOP candidates in three decades at least. But the office comes with baggage. Media scrutiny of questionable handling of sensitive data. State and federal lawsuits. In June, a federal judge scuttled Kansas's voter registration requirements as unconstitutional.
And if someone thinks the Secretary of State is doing a good job, I'm probably not their guy.
Candidate Dennis Taylor has run four state agencies under past governors. He warns of the threat of hacking, says the Secretary of State's office needs to take it more seriously.
Equifax recently, Target, Saks. These companies thought they were invincible, too, right up until the moment they weren't.
Trustworthy elections, like good administration, is another common platform among pretty much all the candidates. That leaves voters to wade through the nuances of their messages and credentials. Getting those messages out can be tough, says Kelly Arnold, chairman of the Kansas GOP, because of the price of advertising.
It is expensive. It becomes difficult for candidates to fundraise for office when you are a down-ballot race.
Arnold started a bid for Kobach's job, too, then decided against it. He agrees this year's Republican primary is crowded, but says that isn't unusual in this red state. Whoever wins in August will face off against the guy who put Lawrence on the map, literally.
And I made my child at home, right there, the center of Google Earth.
Brian McClendon, the Democrat in the race and a former Google executive, is standing outside his old Lawrence apartment building in one of his ads. When it comes to elections, he says, he's worried voter turnout is low.
There's a lot more that you can do as Secretary of State to promote voting. It's actually looking at how to market voting as an experience and figuring out the things that are stopping people from voting.
Kansas hasn't elected a Democrat as Secretary of State since 1949, even though Dems have won other statewide offices. Smith at Emporia State says that shows Kansans vote R down the ballot until special circumstances arise. Now, a candidate with money and staff will be on the ballot and happens to have a D by his name.
If it hadn't been for Kobach, you might not have a candidate like McClendon running.
November's general election will show whether Kobach's high profile and his controversies inadvertently opened a door for the other party. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration between KCUR, Kansas Public Radio, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio, covering education, health, and politics across the state.